Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to the name of Jesus. Come on, give him the glory. Give him the glory. Give him the glory. He's worthy in this place. He's worthy in this place. Come on and give him the glory. Hallelujah. He has provided so many things for us. Hallelujah. So many precious promises. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of Jesus.
Lift your hands up high, sing a song of praise to me. It brings me great delight, such a lovely sight.
And yes, it is true.
Praise looks good.
Praise looks good on you.
Hey.
A beautiful song to edify our God, and such a beautiful song to edify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As I give honor to God, who's the head of my life, and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, it's a blessing to be with you all on tonight. We give honor to Apostle E and to all the clergy and to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I bring you greetings and peace from the Now Network. As I have so much running through my mind tonight as we are coming to a close, as we celebrated Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday on today, I just want to let us not forget about the pastor, the preacher, the man who stood in the gap for us, a civil rights leader in his own right. And we thank God for the life and the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We give God praises and honor and glory for him. And also just want to say we are praying for the sister of our very own friend and brother, Dwayne Collins. So let's keep him lifted up in prayer and his family and his sister. Amen. And we thank God for you on tonight. Praise God as we've gathered together. Amen. For a word on tonight. And I just want to say, keep praying for me as I'm trying to do better to support everybody, you know, that's preaching on here on tonight. And one thing that's been going through my mind is just being in the will of God. Amen. And part of being in the will of God is us using our gifts, the gifts that God has given us to advance the kingdom of God and to bring God the glory, and that people may come to know Christ. Amen. So on tonight, the Lord does have a word I want to share with you all, a series I've started with our church here at St. Paul Church. My name is Pastor Anthony Luckett. I'm the pastor of St. Paul Church here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And St. Paul Church is the church where God loves you. You are important. And Jesus is Lord. And we just celebrated our 8-year church anniversary on yesterday. So we thank God for that. Amen. But I want to share a passage of scripture with you on tonight, coming from John chapter 14. As I looked at it again, I'm going to start at verse 10, John chapter 14, starting with verse 10. The scripture says, "Believe thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me." Of course, these are the words of Jesus. "Or else believe me for the very works' sake." Finally, in verse 12, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believed on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." I want to concentrate on verse 12, and from those passages of scriptures, I just want to speak on the subject of greater works shall we do. Greater works shall we do. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you on tonight. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for you being God all by yourself. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins and rose on the third day. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who lives in the believer, who convicts men of sin, who saves our soul. Heavenly Father, we thank you on tonight that you have given me another opportunity to preach your word. Allow me to decrease, you increase in me. I seek a fresh anointing at this very minute, very hour, this very second, to preach your word with power, authority, and conviction. Heavenly Father, have your way. Continue to be glorified with everything that we do here, Heavenly Father, on the Now Network. Open the eyes, the ears, the hearts, and minds of those that are on this line tonight, Heavenly Father. And Father God, if there's anything I have forgotten, I ask that you bring it to my remembrance. Heavenly Father, before the end of the night, before we preached the last word, before we sung the last song, before we prayed the last prayer. May lives be transformed. May people be encouraged. May souls be added to the church. Such as shall be saved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So as we look at this passage of scripture in John chapter 14, we see that Jesus is having a conversation with his disciples. Jesus is preparing them for the time when he will no longer be with them in the flesh. This is one instance, my brothers and sisters, of Jesus leaving the disciples final instructions on what to do and what should happen after his departure. And we can all use this example from Jesus, because we should prepare our families and prepare our churches with final instructions before we leave this great green earth. No, I'm not saying we're leaving anytime soon, but it makes things much easier when all people, all parties involved have been prepared. Here we have Jesus speaking to those who he has trained, those who he has taught and discipled, encouraging them about their ministry at hand. Although these are words of encouragement, my brothers and sisters, it almost seems as if these are commandments or a directive in order from Jesus. Jesus basically tells the disciples what he knows and what he expects from them. And before I go any further, let me ask you a question on tonight. Do you know what Jesus expects from you? If not, I encourage you, people of God, to go to God in prayer and also read your Bible, meditate on the Word of God, and the Lord will reveal to you what he wants you to do. Now, one thing for sure that I know that he wants you to do, Jesus wants you to share the gospel with others. I do know that he wants you to do that, people of God. But when we look at this passage of scripture, let me give you some background information, on why Jesus was instructing the disciples. He was doing this because they were full of grief and to think that they would be soon parting with their master, so they were wondering what would become of themselves when Jesus was gone. While he was with them, he was a support to them. He kept them encouraged. Jesus kept them in his heart. But if he leave them, they felt they would be a sheep having no shepherd. They felt that they would be easy prey to those who seek to run them down. Now, to silence these fears, Christ, in this passage of scripture, here he assures them that they should be clothed with powers sufficient to carry them throughout their ministry. And I want all of you to know, under the sound of my voice, if you've been born again, God has provided sufficient power in the Holy Spirit to carry you throughout. Yeah. Yes, he has, my brothers and sisters. You have power from on high to carry you throughout your ministry or whatever God has called you to do. You have power from on high to carry you out through life from day to day. So just as Jesus told the disciples, greater works shall they do. Understand that we fall in that same category, and greater works shall we do. So as we turn our attention to the scripture at hand, Jesus says in verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. People of God, notice in this passage of scripture, Jesus is speaking to those who have been born again. Jesus is speaking to those who have trusted and believed in him as Lord and Savior. No, he's not referring to titles. He's not referring to the church size. Jesus is referring to every believer who believes in and on him. I like verse 12 when you look at that, because first of all, Jesus, he repeats himself and says the word, verily, verily. Understand that when Jesus says, verily, verily, he's doing it for several reasons. Well, Brother Pastor, why is Jesus repeating himself by saying, verily, verily? First of all, he wants not only the disciples, but us to believe what he is saying to be true. And secondly, Jesus is speaking from an intimate, a personal. He's speaking from firsthand knowledge. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that tells me, my brothers and sisters, first of all, what Jesus is saying is the truth. And secondly, it tells me that he knows what he is talking about. Yeah, yeah. I put everything that I have to let you know that when the Lord speaks, he knows what he's talking about. So if we really look at verse 12, we see that Jesus is cluing the disciples and all believers in him about what they should do and how effective they should be in ministry. And I want to encourage us all on tonight, don't equate your effectiveness by the physical numbers that may be in your church service or on your social media broadcast. Yes, we want to reach as many as possible, but one good way to gauge an effective ministry is, on number one, if the people are growing. If you're pastoring a local church, are the people growing? And in truth to be told, the way to gauge an effective ministry is if that ministry or if that person is carrying out the will of God, if they are being good stewards over the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, that's an effective ministry right there when one is a good steward over the gospel of Jesus Christ. When one is a good steward over what God has given them, and God has called all of us to be good stewards over the gospel of Jesus Christ. Church, when we look at this passage of scripture, understand this is an intimate, a close, and personal conversation, because Jesus says the words, I say unto you. So for all of those under the sound of my voice, Jesus says, I say unto you. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yes, you listening in on tonight. Jesus says unto you. If you look in the mirror, Jesus says unto you. As a matter of fact, you can even point to yourself tonight and say, Jesus says unto you. Yeah, he says unto your neighbor, but he's gotten close and intimate and personal on tonight. He's saying unto you. To take it a step further, we can't escape these words because Jesus says unto you. But when we look at things, notice how quick we are to realize what the naysayers, the dollars, and the devils, they say unto us. But, beloved, I want to encourage you on tonight. Don't believe their report. Believe the report of God, because Jesus says unto you. Whatever the Lord has said unto you, you can take it to the bank. Yeah. Whatever the Lord has said unto you, you can believe it. Amen. You don't have to second guess it. You don't have to doubt it. Amen. You can believe what the Lord thy God has said. You can believe what Jesus has said unto you. And we ought to thank God that our Lord and Savior, he loves to be intimate with us. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, when somebody's intimate with you, they want to talk to you. I don't know who this is for on tonight, but the Lord wants to talk to you. Yeah. He wants to say unto you, he wants to say unto you that you are somebody in Christ Jesus. He wants to say unto you that he loves you. He has a plan for your life. He wants to say unto you that he wants to save your soul if you're not saved. Yes, Jesus says unto you. And Jesus was intimate with the disciples. And at this very moment, he's being intimate with you and I. Yeah, see, he's being real up close and personal, amen, with you and I, amen. Well, Brother Pastor, I'm not quite sure what the word intimate means. Well, let me clue you in. Intimate means very private, closely personal, associated in close personal relations. Jesus is speaking to all who have a close personal relationship with him. And yeah. He's speaking to all who are close unto him. Yeah. If you're in the family of God, you're close to Jesus. The scripture says he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. I hate to bring you bad news on tonight, but really this is good news. But Jesus sticks to you closer than your brother. He sticks closer to you than your sister. He sticks closer than you than your mother or your father. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. But notice the disciples. They were listening to Jesus. All those who have a close and personal relationship with Jesus, they listen to and obey Jesus. They do that because they know his voice. For the Bible says in John chapter 10, verses 27 through 28, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they should never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. And when you're carrying out ministry or working for the Lord, you have to know his voice. You have to know that no man can pluck you out of his hand. You have to know, amen, that when you're in Christ, you have eternal life. You have to know, as we used to say in the old church, you have to know that you know that you know that you know. And when you know, you have to know that you know his voice. Can I get a witness on tonight? I hear y'all just said amen, praise God. But although, my brothers and sisters, I have not read the remainder of verse 12, you can hear the voice of Jesus coming up and out of the scriptures. I'm feeling kind of good right now. You can hear the comforting, the loving, the kind, the caring voice of Jesus speaking to the disciples in us. My brothers and sisters, let me ask you another question on tonight. Have you ever been in a situation where you needed to hear the comforting, the kind, the loving, the caring voice of Jesus? Have you ever been in a situation when you needed reassurance from the Lord? I don't know about you on tonight, but I've been in a situation before where I needed to hear the voice of Jesus. No other voice would do, amen. I needed to hear from the Lord. As a matter of fact, I even prayed, Lord, I need to hear your voice, amen. Have you ever been in a situation where you needed reassurance from the Lord? Understand that the great chief shepherd in Jesus, he was due to lead the disciples, and they needed to be reassured. My brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you on tonight. If you need reassurance in your body, reassurance in your soul, reassurance in your mind, reassurance in your spirit, reassurance in your ministry, reassurance in your home, turn to Jesus and listen for that still small voice. Listen for that voice to comfort you. In this passage of scripture, Jesus was comforting the disciples. Listen for that voice to comfort you, amen. Listen for that voice to reassure you, to strengthen you, to encourage you, to encourage you on tonight. Listen to that still small voice to get you through the very next second, the very minute, the very next hour, to get you through this very week. Better yet, we should always be listening for and listening to the voice of the Lord. Back in verse 12, Jesus says, the works that I do shall he do also. Thank you, Jesus. First of all, this lets us know that we should be working. The scripture says, work while it's day, because when night comes, no man can work. He says in this passage of scripture, the works that I do shall he do also. Thank you, Lord, because this says that we are not to go off on a tangent. And start trying to reinvent the wheel, come up with new concepts, trying to do our own thing in Christ. Thank you, Lord, Because this says you laid out the plan, which is your gospel. All we have to do is do like the disciples, do like the apostles. Follow your plan, your commandments. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Be obedient to the word of God, and that the works you did, we shall do also. All we have to do is, well, if a Christian needs to be Christ-like. All we have to do is imitate Jesus Christ. Walk in the manner that he did. Carry out ministry in the manner that he did. Love others in the manner that he did. Help others in the manner that he did. Pray for others in the manner that he did. Yeah. Come up against those evil spirits in the manner that he did. In this passage of scripture, Jesus refers to miracles, to healing, signs, and wonders, and mighty acts of powers. So what kind of works did Jesus do? I'm glad you asked on tonight. Jesus healed all manner of sickness and disease, casting out devils, raising the dead, cleansing the lepers, enduring innumerable acts of deliverance from Satan. When I see this church, this tells me that the ministry of Jesus Christ wasn't built on acquiring things. His ministry was built on acquiring saving souls. I'll say it again. Jesus' ministry wasn't built on acquiring things. His ministry was built on acquiring and saving souls. Understand that a car can't save your soul, but Jesus Christ can. Bigger barns, bigger buildings, more treasures can't save your soul, but Jesus can. Yes, I understand we need finance for ministry, amen, but understand, my brothers and sisters, bigger barns, more finances cannot save your soul. When we study the ministry of Jesus, we see that he had the vertical and horizontal relationship of the cross working in, for, and through him. He had the vertical relationship because he always pointed to the Father, and he only did what his Father told him to do. Lord have mercy. If we would just do only what Jesus tells us to do, if we would just do what only God tells us to do. And then he had the horizontal because Jesus had a relationship with those of mankind who would receive him. In other words, he reached out to the poor. He reached out to the sick. He fed the hungry, the downtrodden, those poor in spirit. That's ministry right there, my brothers and sisters. That's ministry right there. Ministry is not equated to what you have materially. Ministry is equated to what you do for the Lord. The question here tonight is, who are you reaching out to? And now when I ask you these questions are not to put you down or come against you. The questions are for you to take a look at yourself, to evaluate yourself, to take a look at what you are doing. How is your relationship with God and man? Do you need to work on your relationship with God? Do you need to work on your relationship with man? Do you need to work on your relationship with both? How is it, amen? You know, some people, Lord have mercy, they're not growing in Christ. Or there's a block somewhere because there's a problem in between their relationship with God and them. And then the second part of it, God may have spoken to them. There's something that they need to go fix with another person. Or what I mean by with man, they need to make an attempt to repair a relationship with their fellow brother, their fellow sister, with somebody, see. I remember some years ago, I was due to preach on a Sunday, and I was trying to get my sermon together, and I was studying the Word of God, but I couldn't get comfortable. And as I'm looking at the Bible, the Holy Spirit said, "You need to go make that right." So I kept reading a little bit more, and he said, "You need to go make that right." But I said, "I didn't do anything." He said, "You need to go make that right." So I stopped right there. I got up. I went and I contacted that person, and I asked for them to forgive me. And right after I got through talking with them, I went and sat right back down in my Bible, and then all was well in my spirit. Then I could get what I need in order to put that sermon together. The scripture says, Luke 2:52, Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. So you cannot say, you cannot just have a good relationship with God and not have a good relationship with man. Sure, some are going to come against you, some are not going to like you, amen. But for those who would receive you, you need to have a good relationship with them. Thank you, Lord. There it is. God has to send his only begotten son in Jesus in order to make a way for our relationship to be repaired with him. God is about relationships. Christ is about relationships. Amen. We cannot do greater works. We cannot carry out ministry if we don't want to be involved in relationships with others. How is your relationship with God and man? The disciples could do the works that Jesus did because he taught them. They witnessed it. And even when he left, they were being endued with power from on high. In other words, they would receive the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost to do the works of the Lord. In other words, Jesus was telling the disciples to do what he did, and Jesus is telling us the same thing, my brothers and sisters. He's telling us the same thing. And I don't know who this is for, but maybe if you stop trying to do what you want to do and start doing what God wants you to do, you can get what you are trying to get. I'll say that again. Maybe if you stop trying to do what you want to do and start doing what God wants you to do, you can get what you're trying to get. In other words, if you take care of God's business, he will take care of your business. In verse 12, Jesus, thank you, Lord, expands what he's about. He expands what he says about works. Because he says, thank you, Lord, greater works than these. Greater works than these. Shall he do. Why? Because I go into my Father. Jesus says, I got to leave you in a little while, but greater works than these shall he do. Shall we do, because I go into my Father. Let me stop right there. Because for years, we have belittled the fact that greater works meant that we would reach more people than Jesus did. Yes, that's true. This is true. We should reach more people than Jesus did. But after studying greater works, Jesus is talking about spiritual power. The thought is that each believer can have equal power with Christ to do what he did, as well as greater things if and when the occasion requires it. So what Jesus is saying, yes, we will reach more people, but greater works shall we do because of the power that worketh in us. Greater works shall we do because of the Holy Spirit, which is given to the believer to empower us to do the work of the Lord. So now it has all come together. Thank you, Lord. 1 John 4:4 says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he is in the world. Yeah. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Huh, that's that power that's working in you. Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. You have a greater, the greatest power working in you. Greater work shall we do, because we have the greatest power, which is the power of God working in us. We have the Holy Spirit working in us. And church, you have to be in a spirit realm to catch and receive this. You can't catch this with your flesh. You can't catch this with your natural eye. You have to be in the spirit to catch this. Jesus says, we shall do greater works. Shall is a literal command, which means it's a done deal. Since Jesus says, we shall do greater works, why is it that some of us don't believe that we can or will? Why is that? So when we have doubt or unbelief, we limit our ministry, or we limit our walk in Christ, watch this, to our own ability. You know why we have so many that are non-effective? Because they have unbelief. They don't understand the power that's working in them. But Jesus says, in order to do greater works, we cannot rely on our own power or ability. No. To do greater works, we have to do like the disciples and rely on the power of the Holy Spirit to continue to carry out the gospel, yeah, and to continue to believe, see, and carry out signs, wonders, and miracles. I always tell them here in St. Paul, I'm looking for the day when somebody rolls up in here in a wheelchair, but they leave out of here walking. Yeah, yeah. I'm looking for the day when somebody comes in here, amen, they're sick, amen, and the elders, we anoint them with oil and we lay hands on them and they be healed instantly, amen. Those are the things I'm looking for, not that I get any glory, but that God gets the glory. Do you believe signs, wonders, and miracles still exist? That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for to do the will of God, amen. And I know you all are looking to do the will of God. We can't rely on our own ability. We would do greater works because Jesus had to go back unto his Father and our Father in heaven. See, thank you, Jesus. Because even though you told the disciples and you're telling us in this passage of scripture, greater works shall we do, but in another passage of scripture, you said you would not leave us comfortless. Your Father will send back a comforter, amen. And he did it in the book of Acts, praise God. He sent back a comforter. He sent back that power from on high. He sent back the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Amen. He came back like a mighty rushing wind, set on the tongues, and went up the nostrils and set up on the tongues like cloven fire. Praise God. Fire indicates power. Amen. You have a power working in you. Greater is he that's in you. So I'll close with this on tonight. Mark 16:17-20 says, and these signs shall follow them that believe, Lord Jesus. The question here tonight is, do you believe? In my name, not in Pastor Lucky's name, but in the name of Jesus, shall they cast out devils. Somebody's got some work to do, amen. Somebody has some demon casting out to do, amen. They should speak with new tongues, amen. Praise God. There's somebody that needs to speak with some new tongues and in tongues, amen. They should take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it should not hurt them. They should lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover, amen. Verse 19, so then after the Lord has spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, praise God, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth. Yes, they didn't stop. Thank you, Lord. They didn't stop, amen. The apostles didn't stop. The disciples didn't stop. And they went forth. What did they do when they went forth, brother pastor, and preached everywhere? God is calling us to preach everywhere, and the Lord working with them. Don't you know when you step out on faith and do what God has called you to do, not only will he work with you, he'll work in you, for you, and through you. It says, and preached everywhere, and the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following, amen. So in this passage of scripture, my brothers and sisters, we see that greater works shall we do. Yeah, yeah. Greater works shall we do, because the Lord, he says it in this passage of scripture. God has given us everything that we need to do the greater works. He's given us the Holy Spirit, amen, which empowers us to do the work of the Lord. So as I close on tonight, amen, understand that greater works, ooh, thank you, Lord, greater works than these shall he do, because Jesus went into his Father. And you have to believe the words of Jesus Christ. Greater works shall we do. 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 Because the Lord, he went into his Father. But while Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God in heaven, he's watching us. He's watching us. Not only to see if we're going to do those greater works, but to help to do those greater works. The question here tonight is, do you believe that you will do greater works? Amen. The question tonight is, do you believe that you have the power working in you through the Holy Spirit? Step out on faith, amen. Come out of your comfort zone and do the greater works that God has called you to do. Greater works shall we do. And all the people said, amen. We thank God, amen, because of the greater works shall we do. The greater works shall we do. But the only way we can do those greater works is by trusting in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I don't know, if there may be somebody on the line on tonight. You may not be saved. There may be somebody on the line tonight. Amen. When you need the greatest power, you need God operating in your life. The Bible tells us, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And if you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior tonight, you can do that. 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 I guess you can press 1 and say, hey, I want to receive Jesus Christ.
You can dial 1, yes.
You can dial 1 on tonight, and you can say, I want to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Expect greater in 2021. And in order to expect greater, you're going to need Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We thank God. We thank God. We love you. And we'll turn it back over to Pastor E. Amen.
Y'all be trying to turn it back over to me. I'm going to give it back to you. That's what we're going to do.
Hey,
no,
amen.
No. If you're out there and you want to get involved, this is Let's Talk Jesus. The man of God has given us a word of fire that has lit lit something and not know me, and I know you must be experiencing also. If you want to, first of all, give a shout out to Pastor Luckett, you can dial 1. If you want to give a comment or get in the conversation of Let's Talk Jesus, dial 1. Or that person that he called out. You don't know why you're here, but you know you heard some encouraging words and you want to know more about this Jesus we're talking about. Dial 1. We really want to talk to you and give you a startup packet, show you, get connected to a Bible teaching, Jesus believing ministry close by you. We will help you there. Come on, dial 1 and come on in to the conversation. Minister Terry, as always, Let's Talk Jesus.
Praise God, saints, praise God, pastors, Pastor Luckett, Pastor E, and all the listeners. I praise God for you sharing this word tonight. It has been encouraging on the day of remembering Dr. Martin Luther King. You know, greater works has he done. You know, I was just reflecting back. This man was a man on fire for God, so we know the work he done. I was just amazed that in his 39 years, what he has done and left a legacy for us to live by, because he modeled and imitated Christ Jesus. So greater works, he said, but we have to know him. We have to know Christ personally. We have to be more like him. We have to humble ourselves, be more his characteristics, and it takes a lot of work. I know for myself, I have to work on dying to myself, Pastor Luckett, but this has been a timely message. And I say thank you, and I love you and appreciate you for sharing this tonight. God bless you, and you keep bringing it because it has been on time, and it did not fall on deaf ears. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Dr. King did do greater works. And
yes.
You know, I said to the congregation, actually, I think it was this Sunday, I said, all God needs is one person. And I challenged him. I said, would you be that one? One man changed the world. Amen. Praise God. Bless you, Minister Terry.
Praise God. God bless you. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Send me. I'll go. Come on. Anybody else want to get in the conversation, dial 1. Come on in and give the man of God a shout out. Now, the lines are, the boards are full, so it's not like there aren't people out there. But a lot of times people get a word and just be like, you know what? It's all good. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Come on in. Let's talk Jesus.
Well, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening, Pastor Luckett. How
good
are
evening.
You?
Praise
good
God.
Evening.
Bless
good
you,
evening.
Evangelist.
Good evening. Good evening. I just want to say, and I would like to give you a shout out. I want to comment. I just want to say so much because you have brought out so many good points. I was hungry, and I wanted to go fix me a little something to eat. I said, I got to wait and see what the man of God getting ready to preach about. And you talking about greater works. Greater works. And you said it at the end about 4 times that I could feel it. Power God. Greater works. Greater works. Greater works. Greater works. Jesus was saying that he did, and we could do also. Because I go to my Father. That greater one Jesus was talking about, Pastor Luckett, he was talking about casting out demons, laying hands on the sick, healing the blind, causing the lame to walk, the deaf to talk. That's the greater what we need to do. Greater what Jesus said he did. And we can do even greater work because I go to my Father.
Yes.
Then you came, oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Then you came over to Acts 1 and 8, talking about the Holy Ghost. When you start talking about the Holy Ghost, I get excited because that's what keeps me going.
Yes.
I thank God one day I got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. You talked about the Holy Ghost. You talked about so much. Pastor Luckett, awesome word, dynamite word, dunamis word, all knowing. Well, you just really brought the word to the people tonight. And if anybody on these lines, I can't see nobody dialing 1 and giving their life to Christ. I can't see it, but yes, I can. But you know what? You keep preaching. Let me encourage you tonight. You keep preaching. You
Thank
keep
you,
teaching. You
Thank
keep
you.
Sharing Jesus. Don't you
Thank
stop.
You.
Don't
Thank
you
Jesus.
Dare stop. You keep
yes,
opening
Lord.
Your mouth and you keep preaching
yes.
until you get a well done from God. By good
Thank
and faithful servant. Well done.
Mm. I receive
the
it.
Messiah.
In
yes.
the name of Jesus. Yes.
In the name of Jesus, Father.
Amen.
Go ahead,
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
In the
Jesus.
Mighty
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Let me tell you something. Friday night, I cast out some demons. Let me tell
yes.
you how and why and the reason. I was in my bedroom. I was lying across the bed. I was reading the Bible, and I kept hearing something coming down like rain. I said, oh, it's raining outside so hard. And I peeped out the window, and I didn't see no rain. I didn't see it, but I could hear it. And God showed me years ago, he said, Virginia, I have anointed your right hand with oil to lay hands on the sick. The minister people for the, get saved, receive Jesus. And let me tell y'all something. This is the truth. God is dealing with me so much sometimes I don't know what to do with myself. And the Lord told me, he said, go behind and look behind your flat screen TV. And that's where the water is coming from. Pastor Luckett, I laid my hands on the wall. Hallelujah. And I could hear
Thank
the water
Lord.
Running so fast coming down the wall. I had a flood out. I had a pipe bust in my bedroom. And when I laid my hands on that wall, the Lord said, that's where it's coming from. It's not outside. It's in your house. Thank God that I was not asleep. Because if I had
Thank
been asleep,
you.
I might have been drowned. No telling what would have happened. But God
yes.
kept me. And I'm still here to
Thank
preach
you.
The gospel.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm still here to preach the gospel. I'm going to preach it.
Yes.
And when the man came to my house, I said, this is where the water at, sir. He said, how you know? I said, I laid my hands on, I could hear it. And the Lord told me that's where it was. I said, you look out, devil. Because I'm unstoppable.
Mm.
I am unstoppable. Water can't
Thank
stop
you.
Me.
Mm.
Water can't stop me. I'm not in my house right now. I'm at my daughter. I've been going since Friday night. But they got so much work to do. But they're still telling me, Pastor E, that they will not pay for pipe plumbing work. But that's okay. I got somebody to go do it for. But God is good, man of God. You preach and you really have blessed my soul.
Praise God. Praise God.
You have blessed me, Pastor Lucky.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God.
I
lift my
hand
right now.
Amen. Come on, bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Anybody else out there?
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes. In the mighty name of Jesus. Anybody else out there want to get in the conversation? We got a couple of more minutes left. Dial one, and we want to receive you in also. Everybody else has been blessed tonight. I know I have. The man of God has continued to light the fire of this network in this season, and I'm blessed to have him here to work with. Amen. Well, Pastor Luckett, I believe that's it. There's a many listening, but go ahead and pray us out of here. Enjoy your evening, man of God, and bless you.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight, Heavenly Father. We thank you. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the message. We thank you that you are with us and in us, Heavenly Father, Lord. Father God, we pray tonight, Heavenly Father, that somebody was saved. We pray tonight that somebody was encouraged, that lives were transformed, Lord. And Heavenly Father, as we leave this place, Lord, we ask that you continue to bless this network, Lord, and bless those that serve on this network. And Heavenly Father, continue to supply the need. We lift up Pastor Dwayne Collins' sister on tonight, Heavenly Father. We're in agreement with him, Heavenly Father, for her healing in the name of Jesus. But as we leave this place, but never out of your presence, Heavenly Father, may we sleep peacefully tonight and rise in the morning, continue to praise and worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you all. Have a great night. Praise God.
You deserve my worship. You deserve my praise. Thank you, Jesus. It belongs to you always. Oh, you deserve my worship. Yes, you do, Lord. You deserve my praise. Adoration and glory belong.